Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever seen a puppet show? Have you ever played with puppets or finger puppets? Or maybe have you ever seen a marionette? Marionettes are little dolls that have their head or arm or hands and feet. They're all connected to strings. And then someone is moving these strings and it makes the little doll look like it's moving or dancing around. Well, there's a phrase in this song that says, "Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love." It reminds me of puppets. Just like we have control over what our puppet will do or not do, we want Jesus to control our actions and to help us have His love for others.
Take my life and
boys and girls, I'm glad that you're back with me again today as we learn about the Grecians, or people from Greece, who had accepted Jesus as their Savior and had joined the church, but Satan got them to be jealous and suspicious that they were not being treated fairly. And we're going to find out what the disciples did and how they dealt with this new division in the church. But before we get started, what do we always do? We always pray, you're right. Let's bow our heads and let's pray that Jesus will be with us. Lord, thank you for this new day to study your word, to learn more in our lesson about you and about the way that you work in our lives. Come into our hearts and help us to have your spirit within us to understand what we read today. Amen. The Grecians who had joined the Jerusalem church were being suspicious of the Hebrews, like they used to be. They had a long-standing history of being suspicious. They didn't really get along. But with God's Spirit in their hearts, they joined the Christian church, and they were all believers together. But Satan didn't like it, and so he caused them to start thinking that the Hebrew widows were being treated better than their widows. That made the disciples sad. Satan was trying to spoil the happy, peaceful church in Jerusalem. They knew that they must do something right away to stop what Satan was trying to do. The longer this wasn't being addressed, the more hurt feelings there were, and then some people might even leave the church. Well, the 12 disciples knew that they couldn't figure this out on their own. This was a big problem. So what do you think they did? They went to the Holy Spirit. They asked Jesus and the Holy Spirit to help them to know what to do. Now, the poor disciples, they had been the ones preaching and teaching, and they were the ones in charge of the money. People would bring the money to them so that they could distribute it and give it to those who were poor. And remember, this church just grew by thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So all of a sudden, they have a lot to do, a huge responsibility. And you know what? That was part of the problem. They had been trying to do too many things all by themselves. Their most important work was to preach and to teach. But you know what? They were getting really busy making sure that people who were poor had enough food and clothes. They were really busy running around trying to keep everything straight. They weren't able to do the job that they needed to do. As the 12 apostles prayed, the Holy Spirit helped them to know what to do. Can Jesus help us to know what to do when we're confused or we don't really know what we should do next? Yes, He can. Jesus is always there for you. He wants to help you. We just have to turn to Him and talk to Him and ask, and He'll show us what to do. The apostles needed to choose men who would be in charge of giving out the food and the clothes. Then they would have more time to pray, to study, to preach, and to teach. Have you ever heard of community services? Your church might have a community service. It's basically a group of people within the church that get together and make it their mission to help other people. It might be to help give them food. It might be to help give them clothes. At our last church, we had a very thriving community service. There were some dedicated volunteers who would come in and organize clothes and food, and people would come in and talk about the challenges that they were going through, and we were able to help provide the food and the clothing that they might need. Now, sometimes they would get lots and lots of food from the food bank. It was kind of like a big bank of food in town. And so they would go and pick up all this food from the food bank and come back. And our adventure club would come and help them get the food out of the cars and put them on the right shelves and put everything away so that when people came, there would be food to give them. That's what they were setting up in Jerusalem, kind of like a community service, where if people needed help or food or money or clothing, they could come. But you know what? Is the pastor the one in charge of community services? No, he has many other things that he needs to do. So usually somebody would volunteer to be in charge, to run it, to open the doors when it needed to be opened, to lock up when they were done, to keep track of the food and the clothes, and to make sure that the right people were getting the right help that they need. It's not all on the pastor. Other people would help too. These apostles needed somebody to help run their community service. So they called the believers together and told them what must be done. Let's read about it in Acts chapter 6, verse 2, 3, and 4. Acts chapter 6, we're going to read verse 2, 3, and 4. The Bible's divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament, right? Acts is in the New Testament. It's right after John. Then it's Acts, and then Romans is next. So we are in Acts chapter 6. Find those big chapters. And once you find chapter 6, then you're going to look down for verse 2, 3, and 4. Let's see what that says.
Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out for among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, so we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word."
So what do you think that the believers thought about this idea? It was kind of new. It was different. Now there was some organization and some structure. What did they think? And how many men did they choose? Let's look at verse 5. Acts chapter 6, verse 5. It's the very next verse after verse 4. We just read verse 2 through 4. Now we're going to read verse 5.
"And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch.
How many men were chosen? 7. Have you heard of the number 7 in the Bible before? I can think of the 7 days of creation, right? You have 7 days in a week. What's another 7 number? How about the ark? Can you think of a number 7 that went along with the ark? The animals, the clean animals, went in by 7s, right? Well, 7 men were chosen. And were the believers happy or were they upset? They were excited. In fact, the Bible says they were pleased. That means they were happy about it. The men they chose were called deacons. They gave them a special name, a job title. The deacons would take care of the many duties, and they would be sure that people were well cared for. As we close today, I want you to think about, is it important to be fair, to be honest, to do things right? Yes. Sometimes, though, people treat other people better because they might have more money, or they might look prettier, or they might have good connections with other people that they want to impress. But how did Jesus treat people? Did he treat some people better than others, or did he love all of them equally? You're right. He loved all of them equally, and he wants us to be that way too. So let's pray and ask him to help us to be fair and to treat everyone with love. Lord, we want your help to treat everybody with love, with kindness, to be fair. We don't want to treat some better than others, but in everything that we do, we want to look for ways to be kind and loving. In Jesus' name, amen.
1 Corinthians 14:4. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.